foot pain can really hold us back from living a healthy, active life. One common area for pain is in the ball of the foot. Village Media Content Studio sat down with José Gingras, lead podorthist at the Stride Clinic, to learn more about issues that affect this area of the foot. Are there different causes for pain in the ball of the foot? José: Metatarsalgia is an umbrella diagnosis for issues pertaining to the ball of the foot. The metatarsals are the long bones that run from the middle of your foot to the beginning of the toes. Some of the most common conditions include bunions, hallux valgus, hammer toes, synovitis, capsulitis, and Morton's neuroma, intermetatarsal neuralgia. A bunion, which is the enlargement of the inside of the big toe joint, is often associated with hallux valgus, which is a crooked big toe. It can cause pain and redness, but not always. Hammer toes are when the toe is bent at the first toe joint and can be either rigid, flexible, or a combination. Synovitis, capsulitis, causes swelling in the joints between the metatarsals and toes. Morton's neuroma, intermetatarsal neuralgia, is caused when the metatarsal bones put pressure on the nerve that runs between the toes. How can individuals avoid developing these conditions? José: Most commonly, metatarsalgia is caused by changes in the foot shape or biomechanics. The metatarsal bones should sit in an arched position with the first and fifth knuckle joints taking the most load. If this arch is flattened, or the long arch of the foot is flattened, this can cause increased pressure on these joints, which can lead to these conditions. Do the shoes we wear make a difference? José: All of these conditions can be made worse by ill-fitting and unsupportive footwear. Are there treatments available? José: Yes. We help individuals who are living with this type of pain and deformity all the time. We can make custom orthotics to correct the underlying biomechanics and support the metatarsals. We can also prescribe properly fitting footwear with a rigid rocker sole or modify the rocker sole in existing footwear. We also show people how to do calf stretches that reduce the strain in the foot. Some exercises like marble pickup, tall foot, and balancing on plush carpet can help to strengthen the foot. What should someone do if they are experiencing foot pain? José: Come see us. You don't have to suffer through foot pain. We offer full assessments that help to diagnose the problem. Once we know what is going on, we can recommend the appropriate solutions. It is important to take care of foot pain so you can get back to your active lifestyle. To learn more about metatarsalgia or to book an assessment, visit the Stride Clinic online or call the Barry Clinic at 705-735-1013 or the Aurelia Clinic at 705-326-5808.